When he came to Elisha at the beginning, Naaman, he came because he was convinced that the Navi, Elisha has koiches, Elisha has power, and Elisha will finally cure his tzaras. That's why he came. So he comes with tremendous hachna. But the whole thing is modna. Then Elisha gives him the advice. Right? First of all, Elisha doesn't even willing to see him, as we explained yesterday. He's not even looking at him. He sends a messenger to talk to him. Don't forget, this guy, Naaman, from the most decorated generals in the world, you know, he's used to getting a lot of covet. He's used to getting much terechelet. Elisha doesn't even go to Naaman. Doesn't even look at him. He sends a messenger to tell him he should go into the Yarden. 7 times he should dip himself in the Yarden, and the Mitzaras is going to go away. So what does he respond? So again, L'chaira, he should have immediately listened to the Navi. Let's look at the Pesukim. So, Vayovay Naaman, when Naaman came, he came B'susay, B'richboy. Vayishlach loy Elisha, Elisha sends him a message. Leich for achatzta sheva pomen b'yarden. Go into the Yarden 7 times, and you'll be cleansed. So good. It should be gevaldik. He should make a yomtiv. He should be very happy. He didn't know what the Navi will tell him. He's going to some spiritual, he doesn't know what, right? Could be, Elisha could be would have told him he has to go into a new business. You have to give up your whole, you know, you're not a general anymore. From now on, you have to go into, you're a shoemaker. Who knows, chas v'shalom, what'll be to him. Elisha gives him a simple solution. Elisha tells him, go to the Yarden, go in 7 times like a Rebbe. Right, and Litzvah goes to Mikvah, he barely goes down once. Go like a Rebbe 7 times. Done! Everything's going to be back. The Yoshev Mesocha. So if you were Naaman, you go straight to the Yarden right now, jump in 7 times, and it's Givaldik. Moshtet and Pasuk. Vayiktsef Naaman. Naaman gets upset. Vayelech. What are you getting angry for? You came to the Navi. The Yerushalmi says that when he came to the Navi, the Yerushalmi says in Sanhedrin, he was ready to give him everything, the Navi. Clothing and money. He was ready to give him bakul mikol kol. He's ready to give him whatever he wants. He's ready to give him. He's ready to give the Navi everything. So now the Navi tells him a simple thing. Go to the mikveh. So do it. He didn't even tell him to go up to a mikveh that's not clean. Go to the Yarden. Big deal. Go to the Yarden 7 times. Vayiktsof. He gets angry. And what does he say? He says, I'm not doing it. Hinei amarti yotzei v'omar v'kor b'shem alekov. I thought he'll come out and he'll do something special. My waters by me in Aram are better than all the waters in Eretz Yisrael. Finally, his avodim tell him, come on, what's he asking you to do already? What do you lose? If the Navi would have told you to become a shoemaker for 2 years, you would have listened to him. Yeah? If the Navi would have said you have to fast for 100 days, you would have listened to him. So he said, go to the yard, try it out, what do you lose? That's what his avodim tell him. Vayikshu avodah vayyem weylov. Ovi, dovo gadol diberan ovi. If the Navi would have told you who knows what, haloi tasa, you would have listened to it. Omar l'chalei achetzu taha. Fine. Naaman again gives in. Okay, I'll go to yard. He goes to yard and he goes in. Now all of a sudden he becomes a chassid. Now he comes back to Elisha, and Elisha comes out. Now already they're friends. Elisha talks to him. Now all of a sudden, he comes back and he says, "Hayomer Naaman, that's it. I only believe in Hashem. Ki loy oid ezbach le'lohim achegim, kiim la'Hashem. I will not worship any other god." Becomes like Yisrael. That's it. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom. This man is like schizophrenia. Schizophrenia, what's with this guy? He's crazy. He comes first. He comes back not to the Navi. The Navi says, no problem, go to the mikveh seven times. Done. Okay. Fine. No, vayiktsayf. He's a fool, the Navi. I don't believe him. He's an idiot. He's nothing. I have my own waters in Damesek. It's better than Eretz Yisrael waters. I don't need the Navi. Goodbye, Charlie. Then he goes to the mikveh, comes out. Oh, now he's a chosid. That's not a chosid. According to the Yerushalmi, he became a ger toshim. Naaman becomes a ger toshim. He's not a Jew. Mekabel sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. In Beis Din, he's allowed to remain in Eretz Yisrael. In halacha, you have to, in the time when Klal Yisrael were governing, you're not allowed to let a goy in the land in Eretz Yisrael. Gay is Makabal Gel Toysh, if he Makabal Sheva Mitzvah, he can stay in Eretz Yisrael. So he now becomes a Baal Tshuva. What's going on here? What's with this guy? Let's try to understand him. But according to what we began to explain yesterday, and I'm going to add one added Yediyah you need to have, everything will become klar. The Kotzkes used to say, by the Goyim, it says, Rom al kol Goyim Hashem. Hashem al Hashemayim Kvod. Right? That's the pasuk. What do we say? Hamagbi lo shoves. Hamashpi lo lechoyz pashamayim uvor. Says the Kotzke. There's a big difference between a Goy that believes, even a believer, a Goy that believes, and a Jew that believes. They had a different ideology. And the Rambam explains this parichas in Ulchas Avodah Zarah. The Goyim, the Rambam explains that even the Goyim from Amol, right? If you think about it, the time of Adam HaRishon, everybody believed. Hashem created everything. Everybody believed. What happened? What happened was the Rambam says the Goyim started believing. Not that there's no God. There's a God, he created the world. They believed in all of that. But they said, listen, he's very busy. He's very busy up there. You think he has time to worry about you? He has Mishamshim. The sun, the moon, stars. He has, the Rebbeinu Shem has Mishamshim. They take care of the, maybe once a month they have a meeting in the Oval Office. Once a month they get together with the Rebbeinu Shem. Rebbeinu Shem says, maybe we could spruce up that a little bit over there, global warming. The Rebbeinu Shem, but like this, he's, you think the Rebbeinu Shem's busy with Radinsky? A couple nights ago, I brought one of my children to yeshiva. On the way back, I hit a deer. I should hit a deer. The deer went flying. The car got a sickle banged up. The punishment was busy with Radinsky and the deer. Mishukin couple nights. The punishment has nothing better to do with his life. He's busy with Radinsky. It's for crochin a 2009 Volvo. Punishment has better things to be busy with. That was what the Goyim used to say. So even the Goyim that believed, they said, Rom al kol Goyim Hashem. Hashem is all the way up there. He's not busy with the day-to-day business here. He's not busy. So that was their form of Avodah Zarah. They started believing in the sun and the moon. And not because they would deny that Hashem created the world. They denied that Hashem runs the world day-to-day. Doesn't run the world. Rom al kol Goyim Hashem. We, on the other hand, believe, yes, the Rebbeinu Shem is up there. But mashpili lirois, like we say in Hallel, ha-mashpili lirois b'shamayim u-ba'oretz. Hashem comes down here. Hashem runs every, there isn't one aspect of the world that's not micromanaged by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Every single element. And that's why I always tell people, shucks is not part of a believing Jew's vocabulary. Shucks means you say, yeah, there's no shucks. That was, Rebbeinu Shalom planned it out. There's no shucks. Shucks, what a bummer. People say, it's a bummer. It's no bummer. The Rebbeinu Shem runs the world. The Rebbeinu Shem runs the world. There is no element of the world that's not ran by the Rebbeinu Shem. It's not Hashgacha Pratis. No bummer. You may not enjoy it. You may find it difficult to deal with it. But there's no bummer. This guy, Naaman, he was convinced that there's a Navi here. And the Navi has some kind of powers with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he's going to go to him, and Elisha's going to come outside, and he's going to go like this. Take his cane. Right? He'll do some kind of ma'aseh. And all of a sudden, he'll become clean. Or even if Elisha would have told him, you have to fast, and then there'll be an angel that's going to come down, and it's going to be no problem. Ramal kol goyim Hashem. Naaman was ready to accept that there's a God, he runs things up there, and maybe this Navi can bring him down for me and do some stuff. Some magical stuff. Elisha tells him, nothing doing. Go to the Yarden. Water, use the water there. Go to the island. The Malbim adds that the water, cold water, wasn't even good for Tzaraas. Go in the island. So the Navi seems to be telling him to do a physical thing in this world to cure him. So the Navi wants to show that Hashem is down here. Mashpili lelois. That Naaman doesn't accept. That Naaman not ready to do. And that's why he goes out. Fayikchoy fayelech. Fayoymel. Hine amalti. I said that the Navi yotze yetze v'omad b'shem Hashem elikov. He believed there are other gods also in the world. Down here. But he thought he'll call the heavenly God, he'll come down and take care of him. Now what's he telling me? He's telling me to do something physical? I have better water by me. I have better water by me. It doesn't work. I went in my waters. Damesek, I went there all the time. It doesn't work. That was... The Avodim told him, listen. This is what the Navi said. Try it. Try it. He went and he tried it. When he tried it, now he realized, you know what? Hashem is down here. Hashem's in the nature. It's not just Hashem is up there. Ramal kol goyim Hashem. Now he realized the Rabbeinu Shalom is day to day. When you go into the Jordan River, it's not stam, it's water. The Rabbeinu Shalom decides if it's going to cure you. The Rabbeinu Shalom is micromanaging everything. What does he say? At the end, after he becomes, after everything Yeshua happens, what does he say? He says, now, ato yodati, now I know, ki Hashem hu Elohim, the ein Elohim b'kol ha'oretz. There's no other God in the whole world, in the oretz. Not only Hashem is v'shemayim, it's even ba'oretz. And that's why he tells the Navi, from now on I'm not serving korbanos to anybody else. Because I used to think, there's up there, there's down here, the whole plan. The whole board, there's a CEO. And then there's a board. The board of directors. And the board of directors also have koiches. But now I know there's nothing here except for the bunch. And it could be that got rid of his gassus ruach, which we spoke about yesterday. His gassus ruach was that he thought down here he has some kind of shlita. He's a powerful general. He has some kind of shlita. But now everything... Now he got the true humility. Now he realized there's no koiches. Hashem is running everything. Once he did that, then the Navi was able to come to see him. Okay, stop. Huh.